Woodsy, how you doing?
Good, Jason Gricker.
Hey, I'm excellent. Now, we talk a lot about exercise and, okay, how do you get started into it? But today, what happens when, let's say, you're a fairly active person and suddenly you're like, you know what? I'm tapping out. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I need a break. What happens?
Well, I mean, so you want to know what happens when you stop exercising?
Like, obviously, you know, like, how long does it take before, like, what's the, is it instant right away? What goes on?
Okay, well, I'll go through a few things then. There's all kinds of functions, like body functions, that get diminished when you stop exercising if you've been a fairly active person. Now, let's define what an active person is, first of all. An active person would be somebody who kind of works out 3 to 5 times a week, and you're going to be exercising between 180 and 300 minutes over the course of the week. And that would be like moderate to vigorous activity. Moderate activity is when like talking is getting hard, Gregor, but you can still talk, but it's difficult. And then vigorous activity, you cannot talk when you're engaged in vigorous work. So the first thing, like brain function, like just our alertness and our memory, and maybe even some depression can kind of set in. So those symptoms would be noticeable within 2 weeks, okay, of not exercising, taking time off. Then like our aerobic function, so like the amount of oxygen that we can process, we call that our VO2 max. So that's the volume of oxygen you can process in 1 minute per kilogram of body weight, okay? So you're going to lose that by about, it's going to fall off by about 10% within 2 weeks, okay? So in layman's terms, that's just, you're going to fatigue faster. So walking up a set of stairs, for example, is going to seem labor intensive. You're going to be a little bit winded, okay? Now, the next thing, like your strength function. So that would be your ability to perform like a task, like lifting heavy boxes or whatever. And that diminishes a little bit more slowly. So that might take up to about 4 weeks. You would start to see your strength dropping off in that time. And then the one thing that would probably be important to a lot of people, their body composition, gaining a little bit more body fat or maybe increasing that scale weight. So for an active person, they would start to notice changes within about 6 to 8 weeks. They'd feel their clothes getting a bit tight maybe, or muscular definition when they look in the mirror. It's not quite as good as it used to be, but they might see the scale weight coming up, Gregor, maybe 5+ pounds on a really consistent basis, as where normal fluctuations, you know, it might be 3 to 5 pounds just either way, you know, in a 24-hour period. And the interesting thing too, even elite level athletes like triathletes or marathon runners, that kind of thing, they still, when they detrain or don't do anything for a few weeks, they experience the same kind of numbers and they go through exactly the same sort of things.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you train, you can work out year-round, then suddenly you take 3 weeks off and potentially you can diminish by 10% in 2 weeks. It's nuts. So that's why pro sports is now a full-time job simply from the aerobic function capacity. Now, a lot of people get bored with exercise. And I know you've talked about it, that the body can actually adapt. The brain and the body adapt. So if you're, because we've had people that, man, I've been doing the same thing all the time and I'm not getting anywhere. Well, that's probably your number one issue is if, like, A, you've got to change things up. So what can you, other than just changing it up, Jeff, what other tips, advice do you have for people who are thinking about tapping out and on stopping their training or exercise?
Great. Well, here's a couple of things, Gregor, you might consider. So first of all, like find an activity that you like. If you like something, you're more likely to come back and do it. And then this is especially important for people that are just starting out to exercise. Make your focus fun. And then just develop some confidence in movement. And don't worry about bringing the intensity up too early, because for people that are just starting out into exercise and they get worked too hard, or a personal trainer works them too hard, and they end up getting sick, or their body is so sore that they can't move to do, you know, their work functions or look after their family, there's no fun in that. So they never come back to it. So early, make it fun. That should be the focus. Maybe you want to be accountable to a workout friend or maybe a trainer. That helps, being accountable to somebody. And another little trick is being intrinsically motivated. So finding something that's really important to you about exercise. So an extrinsically motivating factor would be like if your wife said to you, Gregor, you know, you're putting on a few pounds, Jason, and I think you should exercise. I mean, that's, you're not going to exercise because you want to. You're going to exercise because your wife wants to. And typically those reasons don't keep somebody motivated. So find something about exercise that really is important to you and do it for yourself. And again, you'll be more likely to stick with it. Another thing that's kind of important is understand the concept of periodization. And elite level athletes do this all the time, Gregor. So after you've been working out intently toward a goal with exercise, whatever it is, for 6 to 8 weeks, after that, take 5 to 10 days off. And I'm not saying, you know, be completely inactive, but just do things that are more passive. Maybe you're going to do like some yoga, or you're going to do a little meditation or something like that, or maybe just in a walk. But just bring the intensity down so that mentally you can rejuvenate and physically you can rejuvenate, and potentially you're going to kind of recover a bit so you don't end up with an injury, because people who are constantly fighting injuries typically don't do well long term. It's just not worth it to them. So that little rest period can help you to overcome that.
Jeff Woods joined us. Jeff, one quick one. We got a few texters saying, hey, I tore his ACL. His activity level's gone way down. Can't do a lot of the normal exercise and sports he used to. Anything you recommend?
Yeah, well, here's the thing with the ACL. Obviously, it really is prudent to get an evaluation by a sports medicine doctor or an orthopod, have them look at the knee, maybe even an MRI, but find out definitively how bad that situation is, and then you can start the rehabilitation process. But in some cases, you can do non-weight-bearing activity. So like riding a bike for a bike is an example of a non-weight-bearing activity. You can set the tension low, and you can start to rehabilitate some of the connective tissues in and around the knee as a result of cycling on the bike. Now, many hockey players who have knee injuries, I mean, that's typically the first place to start after the evaluation. But the evaluation, Gregor, is foremost. Start there and then get an exercise prescription based on that evaluation.
Woods, as always, great stuff, man. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Gregor. Take care, pal.